Today's message, Grace asked me this morning. I always like to pick on Grace. She's over there going. She goes, Pastor Mark, is it going to be a long message this morning? Me and Grace have this deal, and I tell her, I said, Grace, no, it's not. She goes, that's great, Pastor Mark, because I like the short, sweet ones and to the point. And so I found out that she got a little puppy for Christmas, and he's at home in his little doggy crate, and she's ready to get back home to him. That's what's going on. But if you want to take notes on the back of the bulletin, you can take notes. We're going to go through several scriptures, and because I believe, you know, scripture is what builds our faith, and but there's going to be a sermon, or a sermon in a sentence at the end that I believe that's going to help all of us going into the new year and going into a new decade. Just want to remind everybody that we will not have Victory Youth this Sunday or this Wednesday night due to the kids still being out for Christmas break. And then, of course, January the 1st is New Year, Happy New Year. And then January the 8th is when we will start back up with the youth ministry from 6 to 7:30 on Wednesday night, January the 8th. And Patricia put in the bulletin that we need volunteers and to serve in our children's ministry, nursery, youth meals on Wednesday nights, greeters and sound booth. If you would like to be a part of that, get with me or Patricia, and we'll get you in the right spot. Okay, and you can take notes on the back of the bulletin there this morning. But everybody say 2020. Golly, doesn't that, that just sound, I can't believe we're in the 2020s now. But I want to share one scripture with you before we get started this morning, and this is Matthew 17, verse 20, because I'm going to share something with you today that if you will mix faith with it, you will receive, okay? In fact, every Sunday you need to mix faith with God's Word, right? Because if you don't mix faith with it, you're not going to receive anything. You're just going to hear a bunch of scriptures, and you can sit there like this all day and not receive anything. So I want you to receive. God wants you to receive. And this is Matthew 17, verse 20. He said to them, because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. So what I want to tell you right now, before we get in this message, is don't limit God through small thinking and negative talking. Amen? I'm telling you guys, and even in your prayer life, I've had to start training myself, because usually what I'll start doing is I pray the problem, and God began to really deal with me. Mark, quit praying the problem. Pray the solution. And if you don't know the solution, which we don't know, ask me. God will help me to see, like that word that Clark gave, help me to see what I need to see. We all know what the problem is, but pray, God, help us to see. Help us to see new avenues to whatever that we need to see. So don't do the small thinking, and don't do the negative talking, all right? And if you're married in here, you've got to hold each other accountable for that, because there's days where I'm, amen, then Jennifer's looking back to the sound booth. We know who he's married to now. But we're all like that. There's days that I'm down, and I've got the small thinking and the negative talking, and Jada will have to lift me up and vice versa. That's why we need each other. And that's also why we need each other in the church. So look at somebody and say, no small thinking. And look at somebody and say, no negative talking. All right. Here's the word that's been in my spirit for this new year. I always like to, this is something that we do here at the church, is the last Sunday of the year or the first Sunday of the year. We always bring a message that I feel like God is saying this for the new year. And so this new year that we're coming up on, 2020, I believe is the year for supernatural increase more than ever. And I'm talking about increase in every area of your life. And God's plan from the very beginning was for you to increase, for you and I to increase. Look at somebody and say, you're supposed to increase. You're supposed to increase. And so I looked up that word increase, other words that are synonyms for increase. They're accelerate, add to, aggrandize, amplify, augment, boost, build up, compound, enlarge, escalate, expand, extend, hype, multiply, pump up, I like that one, pump up, raise, swell, stoke, supersize. How many of you like the supersize? I like the supersize. And up. Those are all synonyms of increase, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. And here's the main scripture that I want to show you is Psalms 115, verse 14, but I'm going to read it in context. It says, "The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great." And then verse 14 says, "May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children." So it's not just about you. The increase that's upon you needs to be passed down to the next generation. And everybody said, amen. And the word bless means empower to increase. So like whenever I do, we're going to do the blessing at the end of the message today. When I do that, that's God's word empowering you to increase in every area of life. Now, I want to help build your faith to receive this, okay? And so this message today is really just kind of an introductory message. I think that I'm going to be bringing messages that have to do with increase all year long. But today's kind of an introductory message because I want to show you that this was in God's mind and in God's heart for every one of us from the very beginning. And it goes back to the very beginning. In fact, we're going to go back to Genesis chapter 1, okay? And so in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 through 28, it says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth.'" God wants you to be fruitful and multiply. And that's not just in number. You know, that's part of it. He wants, in every area of your life, he wants you to be fruitful and he wants you to multiply. And everybody said, amen. Okay, now we're going to take a jet tour through Genesis, all right, because I want you to see this. I want you to catch this. In Genesis chapter 12, this is our the father of the faith is who? Abraham. Okay, so he's our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy, all right? Genesis 12, verse 2, it says this about the Abrahamic blessing. It says, "And I will make of you a great nation." This is God speaking to Abraham. "And I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing." Okay? God is empowering him to increase. And then in Genesis 13, verse 2, it starts telling you how God began to increase Abraham. It says, "Now Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold." Pretty awesome, huh? He was increased in that. Genesis 17, and like I said, we're going through this, I'm building a foundation here. Genesis 17, verses 6 through 7 says, "I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make you into nations, and kings shall come from you, and I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your offspring after you." Isn't that good? That is awesome. That's the Abrahamic blessing. Now, I have a friend of mine who she's actually ministering this morning somewhere in Texas in a Baptist church, and it's somebody that I graduated with. She was a daughter of a Baptist preacher that used to minister out at Moorwood. Her name is Amy Downey, and she feels called to Jewish. She's a missionary to the Jewish people, and she's felt called from that from, I guess, from a little bitty girl. She felt called to do that, and she's walking that out. And she'd asked me to be on her ministry board, and so I am. And so twice a year I go, and we have a meeting and everything. And I was talking to Amy because there's something about this Abrahamic blessing that I've studied it that it's always intrigued me. And I asked her this privately one time. And I said, Amy, I know you have dealt with a lot of Jewish people, and you've ministered to a lot of Jewish people. And I said, have you ever met a broke Jew, a Hebrew, you know, the descendant of Abraham? And she sat there and thought for a little bit, and she goes, you know, Mark, I haven't. She goes, everyone that I have ever met are wealthy. I was like, wow, you know. And that just really... I'm not saying that there's not, but I'm just saying that was something that that had been in my heart, and I've been around some Jewish people, and every one of them just had, they had a knack for making money. They had a knack for wealth. They had a knack for starting businesses and all these things. And one day I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, golly, I wish I was had some Hebrew blood in me, you know. And God began to speak to me and said, Mark, you do, if you'll believe it by faith. And I was like, what? And he, so he took me over to Genesis or Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. It says that if you're a Christ, then you're Abraham's offspring. Well, I'm of Christ. Well, I'm Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. And so I am a seed of Abraham. Look at somebody and say, you're a seed of Abraham. So this blessing of increase, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this blessing of increase is on you and in you. But you're going to have to release it. You're going to have to believe it by faith and release it by faith. And everybody said, amen. I don't care what kind of home you were raised in. I don't care if you never had an inheritance. I don't care what's happened to you in your past or whatever. If you will believe this by faith, the blessing of increase is upon you. It is. It's on you. And, you know, when you study, you know, in the Old Testament, it always talks about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? Okay, so I want to show you how this it has been passed down, and it's passed down to us, too, if we'll receive it by faith. Genesis chapter 26, verses 12 through 14, and I encourage you to go read all of Genesis chapter 26. It says this about Isaac, okay, Abraham, Isaac. Isaac is his son, right? So it's being passed down. It says, and Isaac sowed, everybody say sowed, in that land and reaped, everybody say reaped, in that same year a hundredfold. And if you'll read this story, there was a famine in the land. The Bible says that Isaac sowed, even though there was a famine going on, and he reaped in that same year a hundredfold blessing. The Lord blessed him, and the man became rich and gained more and more until he became very wealthy. He had possessions of flocks and herds and many servants, so that the Philistines envied him. I want to stop right there and say this. I'm not talking about that we're going to get rich to be rich. God wants you to be blessed so you will be a blessing, so that he can funnel things through you, channel things through you to other people that are in need. We had somebody in our church just here over the holidays asked that if there was anybody that needed help. That's somebody opening themselves up to say, God, funnel through me to help somebody else. I wish that every one of us were like that. Amen? And that's why God wants us, every one of us, to be, so that we can help each other. Be that funnel that God... The early church, they helped each other. And God just kept pouring it out on them. And everybody around saw that this church had a hold of it. And the early church, Lord, let it happen here. Amen? So the Lord blessed him, and the man became rich and gained more and more until he became very wealthy. He had possessions of flocks and herds and many servants, so the Philistines envied him. All right, that's Isaac. Now we're going to jump over to Jacob. Okay, Genesis 30, verse 43 says, thus the man, talking about Jacob, increased greatly. Everybody say, increased greatly. Hope you're getting this, that God wants you to increase. And had large flocks, female servants and male servants, and camels and donkeys. Amen. So that we're talking in their language back then in the Old Testament, all right? He increased greatly. Now we're going to keep going, and we're going to see the children of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the children of Israel. Exodus 1, verse 7 says, but the people of Israel were fruitful and increased greatly. They multiplied and grew exceedingly strong, so that the land was filled with them. Deuteronomy 6, verse 3, hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. God wanted to bless them. He wanted to increase them. Deuteronomy 7, verse 13, I love this scripture. It says, he will love you, bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground, your grain and your wine and your oil, the increase of your herds and the young of your flock in the land that he swore to your fathers to give you. Isn't that good? I love that, how it starts off. He will love you, bless you, and multiply you. All right, and this is a scripture that Dusty sent me today, this morning. In fact, I'm going to just read, since I'm reading everybody's text, I'm going to read Dusty's text this morning. Dusty texted me this morning, and he said, word for today, new beginning. Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly. Job 8:7. Dusty had no idea what I was going to be talking about today. It says, now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. And that's in Job 42, verse 12. I believe the latter days are here. Abundant blessings, brother. Love you. It's going to be a great last Sunday of the decade, and here's to new beginnings in 2020. Isn't that good stuff? Job 8, 7, here it is. Though your beginnings were small, was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly. All right. Has everybody stayed with me so far? Okay. Because I'm fixing to switch gears, and I don't want to lose anybody, okay? Because I'm going to show you a principle that we just read in Genesis that's going to help you increase in every area of your life, all right? Everybody staying with me? All right, this is going to be, I've entitled this, The Secret Sauce to Increasing, all right? This is God's secret sauce to increasing, and here it is, Proverbs 11, verses 24 through 25. There's one who scatters, yet increases more, and there's one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. If you've got a spiritual Scrooge upon you, get rid of it in the name of Jesus. Jade and I watched over Christmas, we watched Scrooge, one of the new updated movies of it, and by the end of the movie, you're like, what can I go help somebody and give? You know, I don't want to be like Scrooge. And that's what this scripture is talking about being a blessing and scattering and giving, being a sower. Look at somebody say, God wants you to be a sower. God wants you to be a sower. All right, I'm going to go back to what we just read in Genesis chapter 26, verses 12 through 14. It says, and Isaac sowed. There was a famine going on, okay? And Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. The Lord blessed him, and the man became rich and gained more and more until he became very wealthy. He had possessions of flocks and herds and many servants, so that the Philistines envied him. God wants us to be sowers, guys. If you're going to reap, you got to sow. Amen? You can't reap what you haven't sown. It's impossible to do that. You've got to be a sower. And in this story, there was a famine going on. Isaac could have very easily kept his grain or whatever, what he sowed, and not reaped anything. But he decided, you know what? I'm going to sow it, and we're going to reap. And in that same year, he reaped 100-fold. A lot of times, and here's another, you can relate this to what we're going through right now. In our economy, and I've even said it myself, and God's been getting on to me about my small thinking and my negative talking. I don't live in this economy. I live under God's economy. And I have to believe that by faith. Yeah, I know what's going on all around us, and the oil field is tanked and all this, but I'm in the real estate and in Elk City. Elk City's starting to look like a ghost town. And I had somebody tell me the other day, Elk City's going to be the new Pampa, Texas. And I was like, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus, you know. And I see all the things going on, and I hear all the things. I see the businesses closing. But here's what we got to realize, guys. Our source is not the oil field. Our source is God Almighty. And he can bring new industry. He can give us ideas and new things. And I'm believing the oil field is going to come back. But if it don't, it's not my source. Amen? God is our source. And he can give us new ideas and new strategies and new schemes and all that kind of good stuff. So I'm going to go over to, you might be, because if you're one of those like me, you're like, okay, you've just been reading a whole lot of bunch of stuff in the Old Testament. Well, we're going to jump over to the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 9, verses 8 through 11, and I'm going to read this out of the Message Bible. It says, God can pour on the blessings in astonishing ways so that you're ready for anything and everything, more than just ready to do what needs to be done. As one psalmist puts it, he throws caution to the winds, giving to the needy in reckless abandon. His right living, right giving ways never run out, never wear out. Listen to this. This most generous God who gives seed to the farmer that becomes bread for your meals is more than extravagant with you. He gives you something you can then give away, which grows into full-formed lives, robust in God, wealthy in every way, so that you can be generous in every way, producing with us great praise to God. Basically, that's talking about God wants you to be a sower. Amen. And one of the things that God has given every one of us that we can sow, believe it or not, one of the things, and it's not all the things, one of the things that God has given us is finances to sow, to reap. If you need encouragement, you need to sow encouragement. If you need love, you need to sow love. Amen? We're seeing the effects in our nation of what, you know, the sowing the hate and the sowing the disunity and all that. Guys, we need to start sowing some different things. Everybody said amen. Okay, here's the next slide. The secret sauce to increasing is sowing. You can't reap what you haven't sown. What I just read in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 is no sowing means no reaping. Little sowing means little reaping. Much sowing means much reaping. If you're a farmer, you understand what I'm talking about. You go out and you sow the fields. If you don't sow anything, you're not going to reap anything. If you do a little bit here and there, you're going to have a little reaping. But if you sow a lot, you're going to reap a lot. And you always reap more of what you sow in God's kingdom. And everybody said, amen. Is everybody getting this? Or am I just preaching to myself today? Okay. God wants us to increase, but there's a part that we have to play in it. There's a lot of people in the body of Christ, yeah, I want to increase. And God was like, then start sowing. Start giving. Start, be a giver. And I'm not talking just, even though I'm talking about finances, I'm talking in every area of your life. Serve in your local church. That's giving. Wherever you go to church at, serve. Do something for God's kingdom. Amen? Don't just be a consumer. Be a giver. Give in every area. Give love, give, you know, encouragement, give prayer, do whatever, give. And this is my last slide of the day. Did I do good, Grace? Grace is like, yeah, that was short and sweet and to the point. But this is my sermon in a sentence today, guys, is never forget how important sowing is to experiencing continual increase. And I know that and the reason why I feel like God had me bring this message today is because we are feeling, everybody, and I even had this conversation with another pastor friend of mine. I said, for the first time in my ministry, when this is 20, we're going into 20 years, we're going to be celebrating 20 years here in Leedy. I said, I have really, you know, and he said, even during 2008 and 2009, yeah, I said, yeah, even worse than then. This is the time that we have felt the crunch more than anything, because it trickles down, you know. And it has gotten me off of the sewing and all this. And Dusty and I, because Dusty will text me and say, buddy, you better be believing for, you know, this week so we can make it to another. And I'm like, let's, you know, we get on our faith and we believe for it. And then something will come along, and we have been, and here's what we've been doing, Dusty, and Dusty's good at this too, is we have been giving as a church, sowing so that we can reap, sowing into other ministries and different things and giving to missions and all that. And in the natural, what I want to do is say, let's stop all of it in the name of Jesus. I even want to put in the name of Jesus on there. And the Lord says, no, don't, whatever you do, don't stop it. Because if you stop that, then it stops the flow coming through. And this is a very giving church, guys. Even though we're small in number, this is a very giving church. And we're giving out of here, too, to other ministries. That one ministry that I talked about, we give to her on a monthly basis. And she told me the other day through a text message that we're the, you know, our little bitty church in Western Oklahoma is the number one church that supports her financially. She has other churches that support, but she said, y'all give above and beyond. And so I don't want it to sound like I'm up here asking for money, because I know who our source is. But I also know this, that God wants to pour more increase through us in every area of life, not just finances, in every area of life, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, and relationally. But we have to be givers. We have to be sowers. We can never lose that mindset. And we're living in an economy right now in the natural that's making us lose that mindset. And we can't do it. Look at somebody and say, you can't do it. You got to do this. Never forget how important sowing is to experiencing continual increase. Be like Isaac, sow during famine, and we're going to reap in the same year. Amen? Okay. Did I help somebody today? Okay. I want everyone to bow your heads in here this morning. And I do this every Sunday before we go because I don't know everybody here. Your walk with God, especially those that are tuning in, watching our online church, and then also when this goes out on the radio. And so I always want to make sure that you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And so I want you, even if you do know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. This is the prayer of salvation. The Bible says in Romans 10, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I believe you are the Son of God, and you died on the cross for me and rose again on the third day. Please forgive me of my sins and create a clean heart in me. Renew my spirit so I can hear your voice. I accept you as my Savior. You are my Lord. Thank you for saving me. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Before I speak a blessing over you, I just want to take a moment here and there was two couples when I was up here, and I'm trying to be more obedient to this when I feel the Holy Spirit doing this, because just an encouraging word, when you sow an encouraging word, guess what? You're going to reap one. I always need encouraging words. So whenever I was preparing this message, as a pastor, you start thinking about the people that come to your church and when I was preparing this and thinking about, where people are at, what's going on in their lives and different things. And there was a few that came to my mind. Of course, one of them was my daughter. My daughter and my son-in-law, my son-in-love, that's what I call him. But they're a young couple starting their family. Of course, we all know that. And what a lot of people don't know is they're both PK kids. So they felt like the Lord told them, and I haven't put any pressure on them, Jada and I haven't, and I know Cameron's parents haven't either, Scott and Marquita haven't either, but they felt like, okay, because we go to both churches, yay, they're at Harvest today, yay. Oh, I've had to learn how to share, that's not fun. But they're here today, but something that Taya and Cameron, they just said, you know what, we're going to support both ministries, in our giving. And I was thinking about them today, and I just want to tell you guys, the increase, the anointing of increase is upon you guys, but I'm telling you, there is a double portion of it. And it's about to come, guys. And don't give up. Okay, don't give up, and well done, you're doing good. Because you're about to reap a harvest, and it's going to be awesome. It's even beyond what both of y'all have even thought about. I know you've thought about it. God said it's Ephesians 3:20. It's above all that you could ever ask or think. And so I've just felt that double blessing upon you guys. The other family is Kent and Jennifer. They'd come up here for prayer this morning, and if you know Jennifer, you've been sowing a lot, Jennifer, with this what God's put on your heart to do. And I'm telling you, you feel like that it's not taking root. It is. It is. It's taking root. There's people talking about it that you don't even know that's talking about it. And your heart is right. Your heart is pure. You want to help people with it because it's helped you. And I'm telling you, 2020... God is going to just explode for you. It really is. And God is starting to, he's orchestrating events right now behind the scenes, getting the right people in line with you and hooked up with you, the right ones. And he's had to remove some, you know, but that's okay. Just be pray this way. Pray, God, I want the right ones with me. Sometimes I've been there where you're at, where you're like, okay, boy, this person would be perfect. This and then got to be like Jesus, go up in the mountain and pray and say, God, whoever they're supposed to be, let me know, you know, because that's the ones you want, not the ones you think that'll work good, but the ones that he knows that'll work good. But he's orchestrating those events to get those right. There's still even more to come, some more people to hook up with you. But you guys are on the right track. You got the right heart, and I just see nothing but increase in y'all's this business that y'all are doing, because it's going to help a lot of people. And I'm just going to say it publicly right now. It's helped me. It has helped me. And so it's good stuff, and it's God's stuff. And we've, oh gosh, don't even get me started. I could do a whole message on that. God created it, amen. And the enemy has taken something that God created and perverted it, just like he does with sex. I'm going to use that as an example. You know, God created it, but the enemy can take it and pervert it in the wrong way. And Jennifer, you've got the right heart, and God is blessing it, because you've got the right heart to help people with it. God is good. Those are the two that God had on my heart. All right, I want everybody to stand up in here, and Jade, I want you to join me, and we're going to speak this blessing over you. This is an extended version of the blessing that's in Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, and when we speak this blessing over you, it's God speaking to empower you to increase in every area of life, okay? Now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may the Lord give you his peace. May the Lord bless your going out and your coming in today. May the Lord anoint you to fulfill the divine destiny that God has given to you. May everything that is brought against you be crushed by the protection that God himself shall provide. May you be blessed in your health. May you be blessed in your relationships. May your children and your children's children be blessed, because they are the heritage of the righteous. From this day forward, as you submit yourselves to the Christ of the cross, may your lives be filled with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, and with peace that surpasses all understanding. May your home, as the Word of God says, be as the days of heaven on earth. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it, and everybody said, amen. God bless you guys. You're dismissed. Have a blessed week. Look at somebody and say, increase. Increase.